This is a remix of a song called Love Rain, and it features a vocalist called Jansen. Let's get it rolling here. This is going to pick the pace up a little bit. It's 7 o'clock, so why not do it? History House music on its way shortly. Still looking for that Fatboy Slim, The Journey for you, Mike. And I'll do my best to get that one on the air. If you have a request, hit me up at 231-6703. You're listening to the FM Experiment every Friday night from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, kicking off the Electronica block right here on KNDS 105.9 LP Fargo. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Raise it up, yeah, raise it up, now throw it up, raise it up for that gangsta shit, raise it up, throw it up, raise it up, yeah, raise it up, now throw it up, raise it up for that gang, raise it up, throw it up, raise it up, yeah, raise it up, now throw it up, raise it up for that gangsta shit, raise it up. Raise it up, yeah, go up, raise it up, now go put up, raise it up for that game. When I'm out in NY, boys, blunts and fillets. When I'm out in LA, boys, raps and swishes. Now blow up, walk with it, throw it up, raise it up for that gangsta shit. Now blow up, walk, raise it up for that gangsta shit. For that gangsta shit.
Well, g'dang, man. The g'dang computer is not working right now. I don't know what's cracking, so we're going to have to go and play another song. What are we going to do? DJ Axel, you could be kicked, pushed, and loved. It's Valentine's Day. It gets really rough out there. I know, folks. I know. It's tough to be single. It's tough to not have the beats that you need in your ear. I recommend if you're going to get close to someone, make sure you share some musical interests. It really makes your life a lot more rich. This is DJ Axel right here on the FM Experiment. Sorry for the pause, folks. We'll get back up on it.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo. Y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco. Representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally.
Could you be loved?
Check it out, check it out, first got it when he was 6, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away we roll, just a rebel to the world and a place to go. And so we kick, and push, and coast. Check it out.
Don't
yeah.
Let them change, yeah.
One thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about. Some mod in the apartment parking lot, she said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers in the twine with no place to go. And so they kick, and push, and coast.
London sound, MJ Cole. Take note. The song is called Attitude. It's on Island Def Jam Records. Still to come on the show, the history of house music, part 10. Possibly a mashup or two, music from Apparat and more.
You gotta get
put your hand on your hip. You got to.
You are listening to the FM Experiment.
For more information on electronic music in the Red River Valley, visit fargodance.com. While you're surfing, check out your host, DJ Joyride, and the Ice Bricks crew at icebricks.com. We'll be right back.
dress is long like skyscraper. Me a S-T-A-R, VIP, so the big man make me pass. And they give me more champagne, more glasses. In the club, me no need fear. So tonight, my favorite club, me and Miguel Abar. Crystal, crystal, ready for the war. Pocket, money, full of paper. And the dress is long like skyscraper. Me a S-T-A-R, VIP, so the big man make me pass. And they give me more champagne, more glasses. In the club, me no need fear.
The man who brought you Ms. Dynamite and Boo way back in 2002. This is Charlie and Dan with Mr. DJ. It's another hard one to track down, actually. Had to buy it from 7digital.com. Coming up next, remix of Nancy Sinatra by the Audio Bullies. It's the Shot You Down 2007 Hook and Sling Remix. Hope you get down with it. You're listening to the FM Experiment. We're about to go into the history of house music just after this next jam. Stay tuned.
We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Down, 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 down. In the dun 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 dun, in the dun 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 dun, bang bang. Bang bang. In da goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang. Bang, bang. My baby shot me.
Moon. That's the Hydro's Be More remix. Just after 6:30, no, what am I doing? Just after 7:30 in the evening here in the Red River Valley, you're listening to KNDS 105.9. It's the FM experiment from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock every Friday night. That means I'm on the air. That's me, DJ Joyride of Ice Breaks Entertainment. Really hope you're enjoying the program this week. Been getting a lot of feedback on the text line and on the telephone lines. Not a lot of requests, but I do appreciate your phone calls. I'm glad I'm able to help make your drive easier if you're cruising around town, chilling with your kids. We try and keep it as clean as possible here at the FM Experiment. Sometimes it's possible, but, you know, we work hard at it. Tonight, if you're looking to hit a dance floor, I'd like you to consider heading on out to Saffron. You may not have ever had Indian food before, and most likely haven't heard Indian music. I'm going to have a sample for you just after the History of House music here, but you can expect DJ Fahim to put out the best of Bhangra, Bollywood, and Hindi hits all night long. Doors open at 9, ladies free till 9:45. They'll be serving hors d'oeuvres and snacks. Saffron is located on 32nd Avenue South. It looks like their address is 3003 on 32nd Avenue. They've got a full lighting setup and a sound system, and the place is gorgeous, let me tell you. Very good-looking place, Saffron Entertainment, Bollywood Beats Bollywood. No, Bhangra Beats Bollywood. That's kind of a tongue twister. Bhangra Beats Bollywood, a happy Valentine's Day special event brought to you by Saffron. DJ Fahim from Winnipeg, spinning the latest Bhangra and Bollywood hits all night long. Also, Fancy Bastard, Soap in the Green Room are playing at the Nestor tonight. And Madonnarama at the Aquarium. Play this for the show this week and every week at MySpace/FM Experiment. If you head on over there, you can find where to hunt this music out for yourself, as well as you also find links to podcasts and MP3s where you can subscribe and make sure that you'll never miss an episode of the FM Experiment. I want you to stay tuned to KNDS all night long tonight, because at 8 o'clock, DJ KLMNOP will be taking over the airwaves. Sometimes he's got a guest DJ, sometimes he's rocking his turntable, sometimes he's just got killer selection for you, especially if you love that glitch sound. The sounds of This Is Sugar from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, at least as of late, has been the hot, hot sauce, if you're into that whole feel. And I am. So stay tuned. The sounds of This Is Sugar with DJ KLMNOP coming up at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Followed by DJ Guy Jean. Guy Jean from Renaissance Productions. Played the music at the Grit and Glitz 2008 Fashion Music and Hair Show last night above Dempsey's. He's also the host of Funk You and many other downtown events. Proprietor of the Gallery 514 on Broadway. He's a downtown Renaissance man, really. And you can catch out his show right here on the station from Minimal and More. Downbeat underground electronic music from 9 till 11. It's called the 9-11 Mix right here on KNDS 105. You can find us online and listen around the world no matter where you are at kndsradio.com. Check the schedule and find some new favorite programming. Right now, I'd like to bring in and introduce you to the history of house music. This week, part 10, starting from Blue Mondays, joining and meeting up with Paul Oakenfold, creating a new feel for house music in the UK, and the emergence of popular promoters putting together shows week after week, something that America was very familiar with for a number of years. And boy, I sure do wish we could go back to those days where you always had something to do on Friday, Saturday night, getting together with 2 or 3 or 8 or 3,000 of your closest friends, chilling and listening to the music. We're not playing this to have you make judgments on the style of music. We're really just trying to show you the history of the music that you're hearing on this program each and every week. So, History of House Music, Part 10, is coming up. And you heard it right here on the FM Experiment.
Put a house beat into their indie rock, the Mondays brought a DJ into the studio.
Rope for Luck was just the way I approach that mix is what works on the dance floor. None of us really knew how it was going to turn out. I knew what I wanted. I knew that the rhythms in rock records never worked. So it had to be more rhythmic especially the bottom end. So it was all about changing the B-line and the drums. So basically we took a loop from NWA, looped it up, got Ryder's vocals up and worked on a groove, and it went from there.
Well, what he brought to it, right, was he brought that sort of trance to it. Do you know what I mean? Where, you know, you couldn't, you didn't have to, well, the boom, you know, you could give it all that and things, you know what I mean? And even do cartwheels and things, you know, and things like that. He brought that smooth mellowness, everything to it, that, all the right ingredients.
When you've got the trust that Sean and the boys gave us and the vision that we had, it just worked. It wasn't something that you sat down and tried to work out why it worked. There was a vibe, and the vibe was a good vibe.
And plus, we didn't have a clue. You know, if you'd have shown me a mixing desk then, you know, I'd have thought you cut sheet metal on it.
The Mondays led an explosion in indie dance music and took house to a whole new audience.
Well, we had black friends and I had white friends, but you wouldn't party together. You would not party together. It just wasn't that way. After work, you went your way, I went my way. Do you know what I mean? That's how it was in the 80s, like it or not, it was. But what the rave scene did, it put everybody together. After work, they came together.
As the 80s ended, the country found itself dancing to the same drum.
We started to experience going out to raves and seeing all different cultures under one roof. Because in our vibe, when we was growing up doing our thing, it wasn't like that, as he said. Mm. It was just a black thing or a white thing. So we were going out and seeing this culture, things mixing up, and we was a part of that. We were like, yeah, this is good.
Inspired by the spirit of rave, Warehouse Party Crew Shut Up and Dance added breakbeats to the emerging British sound.
If you went to a rave back then, as you probably did yourself, taking ease, naughty man.
no comment. <though.
laughs> You would notice that everything was drum machines. Everything was dunk, dunk, just straight four beats. But when we was making music, it was using break beats.
Drum breaks had been the rhythmic base of hip-hop for years.
We took the breakbeats out of the hip-hop culture and put it into our music, but we sped it up to a house tempo.
By strapping an up-tempo break onto a basic house rhythm, Shut Up and Dance took the music another step away from the clubs of Chicago and New York.
To put on our rave, our warehouse raves, you know, but we was only charging like £2, £3 to get in. And then when the so-called house scene started to blow up, the rave scene, all of a sudden it was £10 to get in. Do you know, we was like, no, taking a piss here. We was charging £2 to get in our place. We was, at one time, we was like, there's no way I'm paying this to go anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, we were charging like £2, £3 at our gates, and people were screwing to pay that. So when we heard people are paying £10, we were like, bloody hell, that's amazing. Like, where are these people getting the money from? And like, these promoters are taking a piss. So that's sort of where the idea from the tune came from.
Shut Up and Dance fueled the growing rave scene and laid the foundations for both Jungle and UK Garage.
After we came up, a lot of people were trying to copy us, trying to copy our sound. But we were getting mentioned in the same breath of that hardcore sound. But we always never saw ourselves as that, and we always distanced ourselves from that. But again, it's like one of them ones where we thought it was a rap man, but we weren't, so what do I know?
As house entered the 90s, it continued to stir up new musical styles.
The hardcore scene started off as jungle first, and then it was kind of jungle techno, and then it went from jungle techno to hardcore, and then from hardcore to happy hardcore, and then from happy hardcore to kind of like the SL2 sound, which was like jungle and happy hardcore and everything thrown into the pot together, which became commercial.
The English have to have a name for every goddamn thing, you know. It's ridiculous, man. It's just got to be something. And it's always got to have some sort of marketability behind it. Now, I know it's a business, but golly. I mean, here we are still trying to retitle and rehash old music with new titles and new genres and all this kind of shit. I mean, what is it now? I don't even know what it is anymore. It's always something new, some stupid-ass name for music.
Whatever names you called it, it wasn't going away. 2 years after it mushroomed in the English countryside, the rave scene had grown from the illegal parties of 88 into huge licensed events. No longer underground, rave was mainstream.
I think there was a time when you probably couldn't buy a packet of Rizzlers outside of the M25. But by 1992, 93, you could probably go to the Orkneys and buy E.
You should be interviewing the drugs.
They've got a lot to answer for.
They've got a lot to answer for, I'm telling you.
You have to think, kind of the people that made the original house records, the Detroit and Chicago DJs, most of them didn't take drugs. In fact, they were kind of appalled. You know, this was a technological experiment for them. You know, the use of the 303 and stuff. In England, this was a music being driven by drug taking. This was people kind of like taking their idea of what was going on in their heads at 4 o'clock on Saturday night, right? You know, in front of 10,000 people, and trying to process that through the machine. And it was weird, and it got weirder. And, you know, tempos started getting faster because they were excited. They were kind of somehow mapping this accelerated heartbeat onto, you know, this soundtrack of their lives.
At that time, everybody was, like, partying. Everybody was into acid house culture, rave culture. You know, we wanted to send it up a little bit, not promote it. And that was where people actually got it wrong. They thought we was doing an ecstasy promotion song where we wasn't. We was actually taking the piss out of it.
There's a guy in the place who's got a bit of street face, and he goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Ezer, and he is the main geezer, and he vibe up the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. A very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Ezer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good.
They tried to ban it. There was this whole inquiry about it. We had to do interviews about it and did totally deny that it was about ecstasy and say that it was about this composite Dickensian character. And the reason we've done this song about this Dickensian character is to put some life back into the pop charts, some substance, some theatre. People just think it's the chorus. The chorus pales to insignificance when you listen to the verses. Like, there's a guy in the place, got a bit of sweet face, and E goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. So there's the confession there. His friends call him Ezer, and E is the main geezer. E vibes up the place like no other man could. E's refined, E's sublime, E makes you feel fine. They're very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Ezer, E's a real crowd pleaser. E's ever so good, E's Ebenezer Good. I mean, it's every line, every line.
All right, that's the history of house music, part 10.
You are listening to the FM Experiment on 105.9, Radio Free Fargo.
I mean, just in case you didn't know, this is the history of house music, part 10. It's really just getting great. We've got two parts of the series left. It's a 12-part series. We did goof up a couple weeks somewhere around 8, 9, 10, so it'd be worthwhile to go and check out the blog for the show in the last probably 4 or 5 weeks and get caught up, or just head on over to YouTube and watch the whole series, you know, on your own. Be independent. Find your own things. You don't always have to bite off my taste. All right. Moving forward, we've only got time for a few more songs, and so I wanted to play something a little lovely for you. This is Hey Girl, the DJ Weekend remix. Al Casino is the artist. You can find the playlist for this entire show online at MySpace/FM Experiment. Link to the MP3s, the podcast. Stay tuned, coming around the bend. DJ KLMNOP and the sounds of This Is Sugar. From 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, DJ Guy Jean takes over for the 9/11 mix, minimal, underground. Possibly even some micro house, if you request it. Stay tuned, you're listening to Candy S. About to wrap up the FM experiment one more time. Head on out, possibly Bhangra Beats Hollywood. Happy Valentine's Day to y'all. Hope y'all found some love last night. Let's make it last. Take another stroll on the block. It's the FM experiment. Strolls on into the studio like a bunch of pros here. They're pushing the limits, and we're going to let them do it. You're listening to the FM Experiment. I'm your host, DJ Joyride. And we're going to push a little interview here. They've got a great show coming up tonight along with the Green Room and Soap. They'll be playing over at the Nester. And they're kind of, I wouldn't actually even say you're on tour. Where are you going next? I got it right here. You're headed to Grand Forks tomorrow. Woo! It's at the Crosstown Lounge that you're playing there. Why don't you get on the microphone and introduce yourself?
My name is Hendo. I play drums in Fancy Bastard.
You must have taken a new nickname since the last time you were on the program.
John Henderson is my name, but they call me Hendo.
All right. Well, let's see. You guys are familiar. You guys play at the Caboose quite a bit down in Minneapolis, and looks like in March you're going to be playing at Mayslax, too. That's actually a new venue to me. I've never been there.
Yeah, that is correct. Well, we'll also be playing at Trocadero's for the third night after party of the Humphreys McGee weekend coming up at the end of February here as well. So.
Okay, so you're familiar with Fargo. Last time you came to town, I'm not sure, where did you play last time you were here?
I believe the last time we were here, we played the Aquarium at Aquafest.
Okay. That place has gotten a complete remodel since the last time you were here. They were closed down for a couple weeks, and it was actually while they were remodeling another venue in town, so we actually had nothing to do.
Right. I heard the Axe. Is the Axe not going?
No, Axe is now, I guess, like a Irish, not an Irish, like a British pub serving fish and chips and all that now. They got rid of their dance pub, too, so a lot of things are changing in Fargo, hopefully more for the better. Yeah. Moorhead started kind of a taxi where you can go from bar to bar to bar on this bus thing now.
It's kind of
It's like packing the places deep. So hopefully you'll get a little flow from that.
Excellent.
And just want to give a little more information about the show. Who's organizing the show? Is Lance doing this one? So
yeah,
Golden
actually,
Ticket.
This is booked through MJG Productions out of Minneapolis and also through the Nester.
So. Okay. Well, tell us a little about your band before we play the song. We've got the song Give that we want to play. But tell me a little bit about the band, the number of people in the band, your style, influence. Just, give it to us.
Yeah, we can start with the track, actually. That track is from a show at Halloween this year. We played it with God Johnson. And since then, we've added a new bass player, new keyboardist, new guitarist, three members of the band, Soap, who will also be playing tonight. So we've been trying to play some gigs and get everybody broken in, and things have gone real well. We had a real successful January. So.
What's the most people that you've had on stage in the last month?
On
this sounds like an overwhelming, you guys are taking over.
We might get a couple people on stage, so I suppose we might get up in the 8-9 range on some nights. It just depends on how crazy it gets.
It's a wall of sound, really.
Right, right. Well, in the case of a night like tonight, we'll be fortunate enough to have some friends of ours from WBPN and such in attendance at the Nester, hopefully, so... You never know, we might be able to convince those guys to come up and play, too.
Bringing the funk like Murr. I like that.
Indeed,
all right,
indeed,
cool.
Indeed.
I'm a bass player myself, so I can get down with these sounds. And hopefully we'll see more of you in the Fargo-Moorhead area. But if you'd like to see them, ladies and gentlemen, you can head on down to the Nester tonight. You can see the Green Room local act, Soap, and get out and shake yourself at the Nester. Here is Give, recorded live, featuring some members of God Johnson as well.
Well, actually, it just was
just a gig with him.
I don't believe this is featuring any members. Yeah, we just...
All right, I'm cutting you off. We got to play the song, man.
Yeah, go.
All right, we're rushing the next... FM Experiment giving you a little taste of Fancy Bastard. be playing at the Nestor tonight. On this cut right here.
That is correct.
You want to let the folks know what song they're listening to one more time? Live recording here.
Yeah, this is Give from the Halloween show at the Caboose in Minneapolis, October 31st, 2007. It was quite a night, that's for sure. And I don't know, probably my favorite version of that we've done of that tune in the top there, through in the Frankenstein tees and whatnot. So
I saw the flyer on your MySpace page for this party featuring a nice, joyful-looking Oompa Loompa with a bright rainbow behind him.
Yeah,
Looks like it was a Oompa Loompa theme, or what was the theme?
Well,
of the show?
It was a Willy Wonka Halloween show, and so we played a bunch of tunes from the Willy Wonka soundtrack. And if you dressed up as an Oompa Loompa, and that means full out, like you had to be head to toe,
orange skin, purple hair,
like you couldn't just do the skin and hair, like you had to have a whole outfit. If you had that, you got in for free. So I would say there are about 30 or 40 Oompa Loompas running around. And
you're talking the old Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah, old school.
Oh, good, because you know what? Yeah. I don't know what you guys
everybody
saw.
Everybody didn't look.
I was